This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piparwar relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparwar relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. We have more from our correspondent.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piparwar relics repatriated after more than a century from Piparwar that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piparwar relics, discovered in 1898, are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has directed the concerned district election authorities to file FIRs against the five suspended state officials accused of illegally including fake or non-existent voters' names in the electoral rolls. According to sources in the office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, instructions have been issued to register criminal cases against Debottam Datta Chaudhary, Electoral Registration Officer of the Bariupur East Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Tathagat Mandal, Biplab Sarkar, Electoral Registration Officer of the Moina Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Sudipta Das, and Data Entry Operator Surajit Haldar. During the enumeration phase of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls, these officials were accused of adding fraudulent names to the voter list. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a notice to social media platform X asking it to remove obscene content. Sources said government has raised concerns over the misuse of Grok AI to create and share obscene content. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X India Operation, the ministry said the service of Grok AI is being misused by users to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in derogatory or vulgar manner. It said the regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and IT Rules 2021 are not being adhered to by the platform. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has advised Indian travellers to obtain the necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. This comes after Saudi Arabia introduced an electronic service platform for obtaining prior permission for the clearance of medicines intended for personal use by individuals entering or leaving the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has also predicted cold wave conditions at isolated places at Himachal Pradesh and ground frost conditions over Uttarakhand. The IMD said that cold day conditions will prevail at isolated pockets over East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Bihar till Monday. As the air quality showing a marked improvement across Delhi NCR, the subcommittee on the Greater Response Action Plan of the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked Stage 3 of GRAP with immediate effect. Our correspondent reports that the decision was taken following favourable meteorological conditions and a sustained downward trend in AQI levels. In the United States, President Donald Trump has issued a sharp warning to Iran, saying the United States was prepared to act if Iranian authorities used deadly force against protesters. The Washington announced a new round of sanctions targeting Tehran's weapons and drone networks linked to Venezuela. In a social media post, Trump said the United States would intervene if Iranian security forces shot and violently kill peaceful protesters. In men's cricket under-19, Team India will lock horns with South Africa in the first youth ODI of the three-match series at the Wilmore Park in Benoni today at 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.